Hey guys, welcome to another episode. This episode may be maybe somewhat of a buffer or maybe somewhat of an introduction to maybe, I don't know if I'm going to break this up into a new season or just continue with the season that I've been doing when it comes to my podcast. But either way, we are here. I was thinking about getting my life together this morning and going to do something. But of course, energetically speaking, the universe had different plans. I think I called my mom. I think I called my dad. Everybody is busy doing something today. And I'm like, okay, you know what? That probably is a sign for me to just take it easy. And then plus, like I said, I'm going to start doing more content on the podcast. So moving forward, the only platforms that I will be using in regard to this transition are going to be Anchor, which is where I post my podcast, and also Instagram. So if you aren't already following my Instagram, I will include that link somewhere, or you can just look on my YouTube. The only place or the only thing that I will be putting on my YouTube at this point moving forward will be updates on when I post videos in the vault or on the Patreon or whenever I post a new podcast episode. The Instagram will pretty much be used for, you know, if I just feel drawn to pull cards for the energy to help you guys focus or whatever it could be. And then, of course, the podcast is just going to be anything goes. Someday I will be like the newspaper, I should say, and we will look at current cases or current things going on with public figures if they are something that I feel needs to be addressed. So this will kind of be like an anything goes type of podcast, but it will be all spiritually focused. We will do some learning. I will do some teaching on here. Who knows? I'll probably learn some new things as well. There's a lot of books that I have found on the internet whenever it pertains to spirituality and stuff like that. So I hope you guys don't mind me reading to you, because I will read a few passages out of those books that I feel like are beneficial to helping you learn about the tarot, the card interpretation in general, the history of tarot, which I think I kind of like went over that already a little bit in one of my previous episodes. It may have been the one on the devil card or the justice card. I may have did it on both, but either way, also I do have a book saved in my archive about, I believe, Egyptian symbolism or something like that. So I'm going to take a look at that and see what parts I can pull out to dissect down so that we can talk about it. But this is where we are at, guys. I just really am in a season, I feel like, of condensing. And yesterday, I actually did like somewhat of a little bit of a segment for the podcast, but I didn't end up getting a chance to upload it because I think I deleted it. I don't know, Baby Katie wanted something, and then I think I deleted it instead of hitting the pause button and just picking up where I left off. So I'm still trying to maneuver this thing as well, but either way. So yesterday, I had came up with a theory, or I have a theory in a manner of, you know, a particular planet may rule over that particular decade based off of the age that you're in. And it may not necessarily make sense the way I'm saying it, but this is just a theory, guys. Theories can be disproven, the whole point of it being a theory or for you to theorize something. So I was just thinking, like, for example, your 20s. I mean, in the book of rulership, the number 2 is ruled by Cancer. And think about it. In your entire 20s, guess what the first number of it is? It's a 2. So I was thinking that maybe your entire, that particular 10 years of that age range is ruled by the moon or Mars or Jupiter or the sun. You know, we will go over that a little bit. So what if you can kind of like have an idea of what your next 10 years could look like based on the age that you're in. I had a few examples as well. I think yesterday I said Kim Kardashian pretty much just turned 40. So the number 4 is ruled by the sun. And I know you guys are probably tired of hearing about the Kardashians, but I try to go to the charts that their birth time is accurate, excellent, and it's been confirmed by them. That makes it a whole lot easier instead of me pulling up birth times from other people and it's just like unknown or it's a hit or miss. Okay. So there's a couple more that have excellent birth times that we're going to use. I think Robin Williams, you know, rest in peace. I think his birth time may be accurate. I'm going to have to take a look at that and see. But either way, so with her, with Kim being in her 40s. So we just look at that first number, the number four, which is, you know, ruled, like I said, by the sun. Now, the thing here is, you know, this theory, I feel like we also have to take into consideration if that particular planet, based off of the decade that you're in, is in fall, if it's debilitated or if it's exalted. Now, Kim is a Libra sun. If you guys don't know, the sun is in fall in Libra. And I believe it's in detriment in Aquarius. Detriment and fall are different, even though they may seem similar. Fall is literally like the word says, you just keep falling. It seems like you may feel like no matter what you do, it seems like you just keep falling, or it's just a constant loop of disappointment, sadness, or it just feels like, you know, I just can't get something. You know, when a planet is in fall, it's almost just like, get me the hell out of here. I don't care if I got to be homeless. Just get me away from here, because the planet doesn't necessarily know how to function there. But it doesn't mean that you can't use that in a way to work in your benefit. Fall, and whenever it's in fall, it just means you just have to work a little bit harder than everybody else. Yeah, you may not like it, but you're gonna have to suck it up. Okay, or otherwise you're gonna let it consume you. Whenever a planet is in detriment, it's like, you know, I really don't like it here, but it'll have to do for now. Like if you guys are, like if you're living in a house, it kind of like, you know what, I really want to move. However, I'm going to have to deal with it for right now until I find the house I'm looking for. So those are the type of examples I would use when it comes to telling you the difference between detriment and fall. But back to my original example. Kim's sun, her sun sign is Libra. So that means her sun is in fall. If we go back to whenever Kim hit 40, that pretty much was whenever she and Kanye announced that they were getting a divorce. So already she's into that fall type of period with her being in her 40s and with her sun pretty much being debilitated in Libra. Now, her son, I believe, is in the 11th house. The 11th house is the house of community, groups, older siblings, networking, I would say. But it was interesting because also the number one is ruled by the sun as well. Think about whenever you hit teenage years or 10, 11. That's one of those time periods where you're trying to find yourself. You're really, what the parents say, you're smelling yourself. You're getting into your ego, okay? And I saw someone say, I believe I saw it on Twitter or wherever it was, they said that whenever Kim was like probably late teens or something like that, she was, well, I guess she talked about her trying to do everything under the sun to see what takes off. And it's a pop, and well, that probably makes sense. So she may be going into another period where she's just trying to try a bunch of different things because she's feeling that debilitated energy of her son while she's in the 40s. So maybe a part of her just feels like she's struggling to catch her breath, or she's finding a hard time trying to find her footing. It doesn't matter what they put on the tabloids or anything like that. Billionaire don't mean you are escaped from problems. Okay. So even if we just take a look, I would say, I think she's like 42 now, but even if we take a look over the last couple years, she has been starting a lot of things. And that possibly just goes along with that sun not feeling comfortable at all in Libra. Libra is all about the scales and balances. But whenever you have a planet that's debilitated in the sign of scales and balances, you're kind of just like, where is the scale and where the hell is the balance? So you may be trying to do a whole bunch of different things, you know, and I would say she probably also has to be careful when it comes to losing contacts or shoot contracts, losing people or losing communities that she may have been a part of at one point in time. I think she has made several mentions to magazines since she and Kanye got divorced about how he was the one that put her in certain circles and then they respected her. And now that that is gone, we may see a little bit of a backtracking in a manner when it pertains to her networking or just when it pertains to the public. I feel like in a manner, the public in a way can somewhat be identified in 11th house because of social media. The 11th house to me is a house of social media. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how this is going to play out in her 40s. But that's just my example. You know, me, I turned 30 in July. So I would be technically in my Jupiter year, but it's not really an issue to me. But the thing is, my Jupiter is debilitated. Okay, Jupiter is in fall in Capricorn. So Jupiter don't fuck with Capricorn whatsoever. It's like, get me out of here. Jupiter is in fall in, detriment in Virgo and maybe Gemini. I'm going to have to look at my chart. So, you know, it's like, I don't really care for it here, but we're going to try to make it work. And that seems to sum up probably what my 30s is going to look like. It's going to be like, you know what? I'd rather not, but I got to do what I have to do. Type of energy. And yes, that may sound sad, but I don't really see it as such because it just depends on how you work with that energy. That's the thing. You know, Jupiter likes to expand, but too much expansion can be a bad thing because then you get beside yourself. Then you start making careless mistakes. So hence why I say I feel like I'm in a time period of like condensing things down, letting things go, if that makes sense, because it probably just coincides with me going into this next 10-year decade of Jupiter rule things. Now, granted, my Jupiter is in the 11th house, which is the house of Aquarius, which is like I talked about again with Kim, social media groups, older siblings, etc. So, you know, who knows what I could do, what I could come up with whenever it pertains to that. I mean, Virgo is tied to healing, writing, law. You guys know how I've been saying, I just been feeling really, really drawn to writing. So who knows? But I know, like I said in my live yesterday, day before yesterday, I'm going to have to work probably 10 times harder than other people when it comes to writing, because I have to be able to put words on the paper to where it makes sense. Even though I have the idea, you know, it may be somewhat of a struggle, but like I said, if a planet is debilitated or in fall, it's pretty much going to test you to see do you really want this like you say you do? Not to the point where you are like stressing yourself out or working yourself, but do you want this where you're going to work on this consistently? Because if you do, then the rewards will be great. I think that's the lesson behind Jupiter and Saturn, mostly to me. Jupiter and Saturn gives you, now Jupiter probably gives you quicker rewards than Saturn, but either way, they both are rewarding planets if you do the work. Okay, so that's kind of like where I'm at whenever it pertains to, you know, this. You know, I did take the videos off of my channel yesterday. So if you guys are looking for videos, you are just going to have to email me, or you can comment if I make a post and say that, hey, can I get this particular video? I will definitely send you the link. It's not private. They're all unlisted, so you guys can't see them, but it's not like I went through and deleted 5,000 pages worth of videos. You know, I didn't do that, but you know, yesterday it just, I feel like the light, not yesterday, day before yesterday, the light showed itself in terms of me making the right decision when it pertains to something that I've been spewing about probably for like the last couple of years. You know, there was a particular comment that popped up on the live and I didn't really care for it. Not because this particular person disagreed with me, but it's because of the way that they handled it. They did not handle it, I feel like, as an adult. I feel like they handle it in a manner of, I'm pissed off at you because something that you said I didn't like, and you just want to find somebody to blame. Even though I'm just one person in a sea of billions of people, how can I be the blame for your life going the way that it's going? That doesn't make any sense to me. So I did not personally appreciate that, because I also felt like that despite this person coming to me months before, I completely felt like that this person waited till I had a vulnerable moment and they stuck their snake head out of the grass and was just like, oh, there she is. She may be having a bad day and she may be realizing that she is a shitty person, blah, blah, blah. And they chose that moment to attack me instead of coming to me personally. I have no problem talking to anybody. If you don't like something, you don't like something. I'm not perfect. We can talk about it. But for her to do that, that's ultimate sign of disrespect for me that I just cannot allow. And that made me realize, you know what? I'm doing the right thing, because I snap on a bitch. I don't care. I don't care because I am nice to everybody. I don't say anything. I'm always accommodating. I'm always that. But it was, I guess it was freeing to realize that the snake that I have been worried about for Lord knows months finally revealed themselves. And that's just what it is. So at that point, I'm like, yep, you know what? I just need to be more private, more to my particular group of people that are interested in what I'm doing and want to learn. Even though, like I said, I may not be right. That's okay. We're all learning. Just like I learn from my mistakes. I learn from things that I said wrong. Because I go back and I'm like, okay, how could I have said that better? How could I have done that better? But once you come for me, I ain't going back and asking myself, how could I have said that better? No, you deserve every dagger I throw at you from my mouth. Because I didn't come at you. You came at me. And that's just the way I'm rolling. But yeah, so, you know, all the videos are down. They're still up there. You know, Vault members and Patreon members, I'm still going to be putting videos in there. They'll be more so on like, what do you need to know? Or if you guys have particular videos that you would like to see from me, you can email, you can comment, you can do all those things. Of course, you guys know that I am open to trying it at least once. Okay. Outside of the fact that I'm working on, like I said before, trying to do my new book, horror book, I would say, when it pertains to karmic relationships, I will put my, oh yeah, I gotta do that. I will put my Wattpad link on my website so that you guys can go read the books if you're interested. Okay. They're not super adult, guys. This is my first 3 books that I've ever written in my lifetime. Okay, so they may be kind of like, you know, not on that level of maturity yet, but this horror book that I'm going to write is definitely going to have to be like rated R because, yeah, I'm going to go there. And, you know, I feel like I need to, but either way, so this has just been pretty much my little intro into what's to come when it pertains to the podcast and everything else going on. You know, just thank you for listening. Okay. And I will see you guys on the next episode.